You know, I can't chapter and verse you, but the Bible tells you that if you're standing on the wall as a sentry and you see a threat to the city coming and you don't do anything about it, then the blood of those people that are killed and murdered in the city from the attack, equally on your own hands. Okay? And that's a bit that's something that I take very, very seriously. And so when we talk about this issue of computerizing people, and that's what this article is. The article comes from the News Herald, their online edition, newsherald.com, and it's a very interesting article about technological advances and how much easier it's going to make life. So let's just take a look at the article, okay? They talk about this gentleman by the name of Amal Grafstra, 37 years old, and he has implanted radio frequency identification tags in his hand. And where they are is if you take your thumb and your forefinger and you stretch them out.
Okay, I'm doing that now. Here we go.
That puffy place in between on your hand.
To him is his data center.
That's exactly right. He put a chip in that in the left hand and one in the right hand.
Okay.
So now he can unlock his home. He can unlock his computer. He can unlock and start his car. He can access all of the stuff. His medical records and all this kind of stuff are right there, literally in the palms of his hands, with these RF radio frequency ID tags. And for him, this is a brilliant thing and a wonderful thing. He has a company called Dangerous Things, and this company wants to expand this technology. And he says between the next 10 and 20 years, he wants to see bioengineered man-machine interfaces be the commonplace. In other words, you and I have the chip that would take care of us. And listen, if you take scripture out of this, okay, you take any kind of God issue out of this, it's brilliant. I would love this. I hate keys.
All right.
I hate keys.
But are you hinting, or are you saying that you have biblical concerns?
Absolutely. Oh, I see a very big distinction. This is what I'm saying when I started this off, is that I'm considering myself here to be the sentry on the wall looking out into the horizon going, this is not a good idea. This is a threat. This is a problem.
You know what? I'm conflicted about this. Because I can see where implanting technology into us could be a good thing.
Well, look at pacemakers. We're already doing it.
Sure. We have a soldier who comes back from Afghanistan. He's a double amputee. His legs got blown off.
Yeah.
And now we say, gee, we can fit you with this prosthetic, but it has diodes where you can control your legs, which no longer work, with other parts of your body, including perhaps even a brain interface. They are working on that kind of technology now.
And I think it's fantastic.
Where you think that your prosthetic leg should move forward so you can walk, and lo and behold, it does.
They have brain function activated prosthetic limbs, such as hands, where all you have to do is basically think to yourself, I want to pick up my coffee cup, and it does.
Which is what your body does now automatically if you have a healthy arm or leg.
And that's wonderful. And this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the positive side isn't a good thing. It is. It absolutely is.
So then where's the line that we can use that to help a guy who is a casualty of war, but we can't use that as a convenience to start our car?
You can. All I'm saying is this is how you and I, as Christians, are going to be ostracized. I'm not saying we shouldn't go for it, but look, here's the thing.
You
it
people
doesn't
are
matter.
On the outskirts of society because everyone else pays for their purchase by simply waving their palm across the cash register now and has it deducted from their bank account, but you guys need to use a old-fashioned debit card.
I read an article not too long ago, earlier this past week, that about 8% of the world's money is in physical form. The paper bills, the coins, etc. About 8% of the world's money is in physical form. That means 92% of our money is digital. I can go a very long time without touching paper money or coins. Everything can be used on my debit card.
And you and I are the same. I don't think either of us carry large amounts of cash.
No.
My wallet right now has only just a few bills in it. I want to buy something or whatever, I have it deducted from my account.
I pay my daughter an allowance in cash, and I find every week I have to go through the hassle of getting cash to give to her. You know?
Right.
I'm going to have her chipped.
No, based on you and your family's belief, you are not going to have her chipped.
No, no, I'm not. I feel that this is inevitable, that this technology, the good, everything that is positive and good about this style of technology far outweighs individuals like me standing up on the bell tower going, you know, this is going to turn bad. This is going to be a bad thing. But here's what I see. Here's the reason that I am saying what I'm saying. There is going to come a time when, and think about it now, with all the hubbub with the Duck Dynasty issue, where we as staunch Christians who stand up against sinful behavior, and we stand up and say, no, that behavior is wrong. There is going to come a time when the majority of the population are going to be fed up with us and say, I've had enough. We don't want you interfering with the enjoyment of our life. If it feels good, we're going to do it. You and your archaic, antique version of right and wrong and your holier-than-thou attitude and your restrictive God need to go away. And when that time comes, and there is an actual movement to do just that, one of the ways that they are going to ostracize us is to limit us from participating in society. If we are all chipped, and the way we do business is to wave the chip over the scanner at the grocery store and the gas station and the bank and here and da-da-da-da-da, and they just decide, we're going to turn that off. We're done. We are now banished from society. If there is no paper money and the only way you can buy and sell is by transmitting your information via these chips, we're done. And it can be done. 50 years ago, to have this conversation, you would have been looking, there's no way to do this. Don't be stupid.
Well,
now,
you
it's
and
entirely
I
plausible.
We're children, the moneyless society, which we essentially have now.
Yeah.
That was George Jetson in the future kind of stuff.
And you're absolutely nuts if you think that there's any way that you could prevent me from going to the grocery store and buying an apple. You're out of your mind. Now, it's entirely plausible. If this guy has a computer glitch, all right, he doesn't carry any ID or his wallet or anything. He has a computer glitch. He's screwed until that computer glitch gets fixed. If it's not a glitch, what if it's done on purpose?
All right. There's a movie coming out for Christmas that touches on some of these themes. Maybe you've seen the trailer for it. I've not even knowing that you were going to talk about this today. It's one of the topics when I guest host for you on Feedback. The movie is Her, and it's about a guy who falls in love with his very sophisticated computer operating system.
Uh-huh.
And in watching the trailers, that is in our future. We're going to explore that in about an hour or two.
WSAU, we're coming right back. Look at this, two great minds thinking alike.
Grandma got pulled over with a cold beer and a backseat full of Bud MTs. In the front seat passed out was my grandpa, a bottle of vodka between his knees. She'd been drinking since 12 o'clock. She's older than the Dead Sea Scrolls. She washes back her medication with a shot of tequila, that's how she rolls. The flashing lights came without warning. She nearly had a heart attack. Before the cop could cuff and stuff her, he had a uniform covered in Grandma's yak. Grandma got pulled over with a cold beer On the breathalyzer, she blew 2.3. And Grandma won't spend Christmas Day with Grandpa. She's doing the perp walk down at County.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.